When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest tonight is an actor you know from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, The Goonies, and his Academy Award-nominated performance in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Okay, sir, that's enough.
Welcome to The Late Show, Ki Hui Kwan.
Wow, wow. Oh my gosh, wow, wow. Thank you.
Please have a seat.
There you go.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's lovely to meet. Lovely to meet
Stephen,
you.
Stephen, I got to tell you this story.
Okay.
Early January, we attended an event called New York Film Critics Circle Awards.
Oh, that's right. I gave an award to Cate Blanchett.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And I didn't know you were going to be there. I saw you. I freaked out. And then I was going to do what I normally do at these events, which is run up to you, tell you I love you, and ask for a selfie.
Yes.
But then I got pulled away for just a few seconds. I turned around and you were gone. I was so disappointed. Little did I know, a few weeks later, I'm on the Stephen Colbert Show.
Well, thank you. This is nicer anyway. We have more time. We have more time to talk now.
This is much better. And,
yes.
And as they say, good things come to people who wait.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, speaking of people who wait, this story of this movie and you in this movie and what's happening for you right now is so extraordinary. You've already gotten recognition of Best Supporting Actor, a Golden Globe, nominated for an Oscar, for an Academy Award. You finished shooting this in March 2020, which is the last time anybody was shooting anything for a couple of years.
Right.
Because the COVID hits then, and then it doesn't come out until 2 years later. What did you do? Because you had to know you were sitting on something special at that point. Because you would.
I didn't know, and I was at home like everybody else, trying to stay safe, and I was auditioning, left and right, but sending self tapes. And what was interesting was, I could not get a single job, not one callback. Nobody wanted me.
So you've just finished. You've just finished your Golden Globe and Academy and Grammy Award nominated role, and you can't get arrested in Hollywood at this point.
I was so worried because I was experiencing everything I experienced as a kid when I was auditioning and I couldn't get a job. That's why I stepped away.
After Indiana Jones, after The Goonies.
And when you work with Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford and George Lucas, you can't go anywhere but downhill from there. And that's exactly what happened.
Is it true that you and... I got a picture here. Have you and Spielberg kept in touch over the years?
Well, first of all, he's a sweet man. I love him so much. He sends me a Christmas present every single year for the last 38 years.
Wow. And here you are together at the Golden Globes, I believe.
At the Golden Globes, yeah.
That's fantastic.
By the way, you guys didn't see this on television. When after my speech, just as I was walking off stage, I looked at him, and he gave me a standing ovation. Steven Spielberg gave me a standing ovation. It was incredible.
Absolutely
it was incredible.
Lovely. Yeah. Absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
Also, I understand. So here you are 38 years ago. 38 years ago, there you are with Harrison Ford right there. There you are. And then please tell me how this next photograph came about, because I've got another one right here, but you tell the story about the next time you saw him, if you don't mind.
Well, I haven't seen Harrison Ford in 38 years. So I was scheduled to attend an event called D23 for Disney. Yep. And I was told that Harrison Ford was going to be there. And I was in the green room, and there were so many big stars, big filmmakers, big producers there. The room was just crowded with people. And I was looking around the room, trying to see if I can find him. Yeah. And every single one of us are assigned with an assistant to help us maneuver the event. And my assistant came running up to me and says, Harrison Ford is just right outside the green room. And I got really nervous. My heart was pounding. And he says, do you want to go see him? And I said, of course I want to go see him. So I walked out, and sure enough, 15 feet away, I saw him talking to Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who is starring with him in Indy 5.
Yeah.
And as I get closer, he turns to me, and he takes one look at me, and all of a sudden, he has that classic Harrison Ford grumpy look, like this. And he raises his finger, like, then points it at me. And I got really scared because I thought he's thinking I'm a fan. He's gonna say, don't you get near me, right? But instead, he says, are you Short Round? And immediately I was transported back to 1984 when I was a little kid looking up to him. And I said, yes, Indy. and he says, and he says, come here, pulls me in, gave me the warmest hug, and we chatted for a little bit, and that was the picture that we took.
Well, now you don't have to worry as much about sending in the self-tapes from home for the audition, because I understand you are now joining the Marvel Universe, because you're going to be in season 2 of Loki. Excited about the future? A little easier.
Well, I mean, honestly, things are so different for me now than they were back then, and I'm really blessed, and I feel very, very grateful. And honestly, ever since I got back into acting, this has been such an emotional journey. I've cried so much where my wife is so sick of me crying, I'm so grateful that everybody. I thought everybody had forgotten about me. But since the movie came out, there's been so much positivity and so much kindness. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, my God, this
Love
is
to
incredible.
Have you on. Yeah. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is in theaters and streaming on Showtime. Ki Hui Kwan, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings... early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.